What sort of values do you have in your life based upon who you are and who the world is you created around you? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Where do your values come from? That's a good title. Where do your values come from? Give her a sheet of paper. Go ahead. Your values come from within you. Where do your values come from? Do your values come from what other people do? Yes. Do your values come from what the world expects of you? Yes. Do your values come from your peers? Yes. Do your values come from all the people in your world who irritate the living daylights out of you? Yes. Do your values come from your parents? Yes. From your peers? Yes. From everything outside of you? Yes. Now, what kind of a person are you when your values come from those places? You are an insecure being. You are a person that has no self-confidence. You are a person who allows the world to direct who you are. Now, if you take the Bible and use it as your criteria for your life, you're in trouble. If you take any type of psychology textbook as a guide to how you should live your life, you're in trouble. If you go to your minister and let him give you wisdom on how to live your life, you will really, really be in trouble. And if you go to your psychologist, your medical doctor, and have them give you advice on how to live your life is going to be a shambles. Because unless you live your life from your own within, from what your values are within yourself, where do you think all these other people got their values from in the first place? They got their values, they had their values, and then when they went wrong on their values was when they started to go around manipulating other people and saying, it's okay. Now, I'm going to tell you this one here, and don't say I know it, just say understand. Robin Hood taught that you should give to the poor, right? No, he didn't. Robin Hood taught you should steal from the rich and give to the poor. Steal from the rich and give it to the needy. Steal from the rich, steal from the rich. Because the king's court was taking all the people's taxes and money, and the only people who had money were the rich. And so the poor people had nothing. And so Robin Hood was trying to help the people. And so when the people with money were going through the forest, he and his men would come down upon them, steal their money, and send them on their way, and take that money and share it with the poor people. Now, is that a noble aspect, a noble thing to do? It's not noble, but it's made into one of our children's stories. It's made into one of our teaching tenets that we give to the world, that you steal from the rich and give to the poor. This is a noble thing. Number one, is it noble, is it with virtue to steal at all at any time?
No.
Is it right at any time to steal?
No.
And you see, now, you go to your psychiatrist, and you go to your psychologist, and you go to your minister, and you go to your whomever, and they'll all say, that's okay, you know, that's okay, you can steal from the rich and give to the poor. Ellen, do you think that the mother loves her child who says, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop, when the bough breaks, the cradle will drop, you'll fall on the floor and break your crown, and go and be dead forever around. You see, isn't that what it says? Rock-a-bye, baby? This is a song that was sung during the medieval ages at the time of the plague, and it was a song that was taught, and the nursery rhymes are all out of that. And we're teaching that to our children. Happily, we're making some changes today because people are saying, I don't care what the psychiatrist said or what the psychologist say, or I don't care what the minister says. I don't care what the Bible says. an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Where'd you hear that? In the Bible. Mm-hmm. Not the New Testament, but in the Bible. Now, the Bible is the Bible. And where are you going to say the Bible is right, and where are you going to say the Bible is wrong? Now, when Moses brought the people to the new promised land, who did he send in there? He says, Joshua, you go in there and you kill all those people in that town and take it as our holy land. Well, who wants a ruined city for a new beginning? I mean, he should have said, go in there and start finding some vacant property and maybe buy it and do whatever, you know. But no, he said, and kill them all. Don't leave anybody left. Now, is that God speaking, saying that anybody at any time should be killed? I mean, what did the people in Jericho do? The people in Jericho were not bad, ugly people, you know. They were just normal living people. And they had no idea Moses and his crowd was going to be moving in and feeling that they were going to have to take over Jericho. Remember what Joshua did? He and his people marched around the city. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. And everybody says, oh, how charming. Oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, how delightful. And you see, those are values that we are teaching ourselves. We're teaching it to ourselves biblically. We're teaching it to ourselves historically. We're teaching it to ourselves from wherever. Now, is that what you want?
No.
What are the values of the United States of America, let's say 50 years ago? Were the values of the United States of America 50 years ago, it's a world of freedom, it's not a land of opportunity, mm-hmm. for everybody to make a name for themselves, and are the people doing that? Oh, quite so. Here we are, a majority white nation, and we have a black president. I mean, wow, what a beautiful opportunity, and what a magical thing that he has done. Now, it's a land of opportunity. Now, when we start changing our foundation principles, when we start changing our values, it's not going to be a land of opportunity anymore. It's going to be a land of dictatorship. It's going to be a land of manipulation and control by powers, whatever the powers may be, whether it's politics or whether it's an emperor or whoever, you know. And there was a time in the First World War, or Second World War, rather, when Roosevelt was in for president, and they wanted to re-elect him because he knew how to run the country during the war. Well, he was part of it. He was part of it. What would have happened if they got a new president in? They'd have some new broom, some new sweeping. Now, Roosevelt wasn't good or bad or indifferent, but he was a tradition. Fortunately, he died. If he had lived on and wanted another term, people would say, my goodness, look what he did for this country. Well, as we now know, looking at what he did for this country, he did some pretty interesting things. He did some legal... Now, if you'll vote for my... my what?
Bobby.
No. If you'll vote for my... thing that I'm putting into Congress, I will vote for yours. You know, I'm putting a new law in Congress, and it's for this year. And if you'll vote for mine, I'll vote for yours. That doesn't make it right. Mm-mm. That's what they're doing, but that doesn't make it right. In other words, that's just bargaining. That's having no values. Now, when our lawmakers have no values themselves, how do the people act? The people, what is thought about politicians? Politicians are illegal money grabbers, you know. That's what the term is thought, and everyone knows it, and everybody thinks it, and everybody says it, and they escalate it in their thought by saying it. Now, we can change all of that. It just takes one person on the face of the earth to change all of the things, change all the values, and that can be you. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is right action and value in our nation's government, and it began with me. I say there's now right action in our nation's government, and it began. But Herb, you were just talking. That's right. I was telling you what the conditions were Now, what are the conditions now? Is there peace on earth? Well, sure, there's a war going on. So I say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And so I look at the conditions of war, and I see peace. And I see peace everywhere. I have to establish somewhere a new set of values. And the new set of values is there now is peace on earth. And the new set of values is, as I go through Nigeria, and the Nigerian government has been given a bad rap, maybe rightly and wrongly, no more than any other country. Mm-hmm. And I tell the children, I say, you tell your parents, I bless Nigeria, land that I love. Just like I bless America, land that I love. And you see, we're saying, God bless America, land that I love. God bless, God bless. Well, it's I bless. Because that's why God is telling us that God is within us. And so it's we that are taking responsibility, we who are setting a new set of values. We were looking at, what was the movie, My Three Sons, last night, an old rerun, and it was beautiful. And we looked at the movie, and what's the first thing we said? There is a movie with values. You see, that was what the country was made on 50 years ago. That was what the country was living on, values. People had values, and people lived these values and expressed these values. And it's what this made the country great. But little by little, the values are being exacerbated into a wrong direction. Not a wrong direction, but into no direction at all. And so we want to put those values back in line and know that they're done and know that they're beautiful and know that it's done now. Oh, my goodness. It can be done. I am not against the doctors, the lawyers, the merchants, the thieves, chiefs. I'm not against the politicians and the potentates and the dictators and the leaders of nations. I'm not against anybody, any church or any religion or any philosophy, any minister or any priest or any rabbi. I'm not against anybody, but I am for you. Putting the cause in motion for yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. I am myself and I have fun. I am myself and I have fun. I put the cause in motion and I do things always that make me happy. And when I do that, then all is in divine order. Mm-hmm. You say, well, it'd make me happy to have lots of money. Well, would it make you happy to know that it was stolen? Oh, it wouldn't bother me. Oh, yes, it would. Oh, yes, it would. I have very dear friends who were acting improperly according to their historical makeup. They're Christians. And in Christianity, one wife and one husband is all that is taught. In the Old Testament, you could have many wives or many husbands. And the Muslims do that. And other religions do that. But the Christian religion doesn't. You'll be true to your wife or husband until death do you part. And this is rather tough, but this is what the Christian religion is teaching. So if anyone goes running around with somebody else's wife or husband, or if anybody goes around as a wife or husband and running around with anybody else, violating their vows, they know it. They know it. And they don't like themselves. And they do all sorts of things that they don't like themselves. And they get all sorts of diseases. Now, as soon as you start saying people are getting diseases because they're violating the rules, and you're living a good life, you'll start getting diseases too. Because you're putting causes in motion and you cannot do that. But you see, this is what happens. I'm going to conclude this talk today with one statement. And you take the statement and use it if you wish and throw it out if you wish. So far, society has thrown it out. But I think a few want to keep it. And the statement is this. To the pure, all is pure. I love you eternally.